A burst of light reveals a woman dressed in a white classical robe with a blue stole over her arm, standing on top of a pyramid of steps holding a torch high in her right hand. The logo of Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. The picture bleaches to white. Sony Pictures Animation. A film clapperboard introduces Surf's Up, a Sony Pictures documentary. Then a penguin with long yellow feathery eyebrows and a shell necklace pops up in front of an icy shoreline.
Right on the set, and we're rolling.
Cody Maverick interview, take one.
So why are you guys here to interview me?
It's what we do. We're a reality film crew.
Should I know some of the questions before we start? Just so I don't...
Just, you know, they're easy.
Okay.
Can you stand on that box right there, please?
Oh, yeah.
Just stand up on that, thanks. It's
right there?
Thank you.
Thanks. Whoa, what is that? What is that?
It's a sound thing. It's a microphone.
What's up, man? I'm Cody.
And you're what, 14, 15 years
old? 17 years of age.
And any other skills besides surfing?
Like what? Like singing and dancing?
Yeah.
A tubby penguin creeps into shot.
No, not me, man. I just surf.
Loser.
I just...
A snowball hits Cody.
Cut it out, Glenn. Stop, man.
You know, we're here to make a movie about Cody.
Why does he have to be there?
It's going to be great. Can I get in line now to not see it?
We'll reslate. Since we're talking about surfing, why don't you give us your thoughts about surfing?
Surfing.
Cody scratches his chin.
Where do I start?
How about just at the beginning?
Okay, well,
On cave paintings.
So as soon as there was the first wave, right? There was the first surfer.
And hieroglyphs.
All they needed was like a, you know, something like some piece of driftwood, block of ice or something like that. And then they were off.
Old movie footage.
And they were hooked, man. They were hooked.
A king penguin waddles into the sea and surfs.
Up till recent times, you had your old dudes, you know, your Hang Six cats. These old guys used to lay down with these huge, humongous boards. And these guys were the pioneers. But nobody saw what surfing could really be until Big Z did it.
Could you tell us who Big Z was?
Who is Big Z? You're asking the right guy. You got that far. Z is everything. Big Z is surfing, man. I mean, there may well has not been an ocean before Z. They invented the ocean for him.
Penguins gape at Big Z surfing.
And he lived so hard because he wasn't afraid to live. He wasn't afraid to die.
Big Z planes down the face of a huge wave. It breaks over him. The penguins on the shore gasp in horror, but he surfs out of the watery tunnel at incredible speed. Later, he floats through icebergs on the back of a whale.
He came to Antarctica when I was just a kid.
Admiring penguins line up on the shore.
Man, it was the biggest thing that ever happened here.
Big Z surfs inshore.
And suddenly there he was. Just floating over the water, just hovering, you know, like weightless.
Big Z steps ashore with his board under his arm. A little penguin hops to him.
Could have walked up to anyone. And he walks right up to me. And he gives me this awesome, one-of-a-kind Big Z necklace. And then he tells me, you know, kid, you know, never give up. Find a way, because that's what winners do.
Big Z pats little Cody on the head. Another penguin knocks Cody over with his flipper.
He was the greatest.
The other penguins crowd round Z.
Everyone looked up to him, respected him, loved him. And one day I'm going to be just like him.
Columbia Pictures presents a Sony Pictures animation film, Surf's Up. Cody, grown up and looking cool, surfs through the freezing waters on a board of ice, dodging small ice floes and performing tricks. A caption reads, Cody Maverick, surfer.
And I've been surfing ever since I can remember. It's just hard to imagine any part of my life when I wasn't surfing. I want to get out of here, you know, and this is my ticket out. I'm really good, man. I'm the best on the island. I know it sounds cocky saying that, but I mean, I am, like, the best.
He surfs up to an ice floe and splats into the camera. A caption reads, Antarctica, town of Shiverpool. Penguins huddle in a blizzard.
Yeah, I was born and raised here in Shiverpool.
It's a summer blizzard.
Lived here my whole life. It's where they sort the fish. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. But yeah, I worked there just to kind of pacify my mom a little bit. Good old Shiverpool. This place sucks, bro.
I worked my way up from the sardine pile, then to the mackerel pile, and I ended up in the gefilte fish pile. All hard work.
It's not like some jacket man.
Yes, they forgot the kid with the thing on the water.
My house? It's down over there. You see it right there with the surfboards? Yeah, I mean, I just live here with me and my brother Glenn, my mom.
His mom.
He was a little teeny small egg. He wasn't very impressive. Glenn was the big egg. Cody was a small egg. He can't help it. He's, you know, that's just the way he is.
I mean, he's out there in the water all day
all day.
You know, shirking his responsibilities.
Yeah, shirking.
You know, hatching these eggs is a big responsibility.
It's omelet.
My brother Cody, he just doesn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to step up and be a man.
It takes a real man to sit on an egg.
You know it.
Wednesday, come to daddy.
He wants to be different all the time with the different, or is that the time of the day? Only 6 months in a day.
Thanks for making it.
Yeah, sorry. It's just too good to make
it.
Yeah, how is it out there?
He's a big brother, I'm a little brother.
I'm not touching you. Not gonna
touch
you.
Do you see this? Don't. Get,
I'm
please.
Not.
He makes sure that I know that, too. I had to fight for everything. I mean, even Mom's tuna casserole, you know?
Mom serves up and goes. Tubby brother Glenn scoffs up the casserole, makes Cody cough up his little helping, and eats that, too.
I'm lucky I survived.
It really wasn't that easy for him, growing up. Like I said before, he never really knew his father.
Bob Maverick was eaten by a killer whale.
I'm not really the person to ask about it, truthfully, because I was just too young to remember. I mean, look, I'm not the only kid on the island whose dad was, you know, eaten.
Still, it had to be traumatic.
No, not for me, bro. Not for me.
The family sit together.
What's your dream?
To go away.
To go away. That's great.
Do you guys want a drink?
Gotta run away.
They don't want a drink.
Responsibility and life.
This is unique. This is not the norm. So.
When is this not happening?
What? Don't make that noise.
Cody blows another raspberry.
Cody.
It's really disrespectful. I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mom hangs her head.
You just wouldn't make it out of your mouth.
That's, you know,
the
what?
Difference between you and me.
You know what? I can't do this anymore.
Mom, look what you did.
This is for me. This isn't for you. Why is Glenn still here?
No, yeah, exactly. Mom!
I don't understand why everybody has to be so judgmental. I understand why Mom's judgmental. I think it's because she cares, partially. I think it's also partially because everyone else is looking at her like, hey, Cody's just a bum. Cody's this, Cody's that, Cody's this. Cody's me, bro. Let me be me. When is that going to start?
Cody paddles into the night on his ice surfboard and pauses to gaze at the huge full moon. Then he catches a wave. On a Pacific island, Reggie Belafonte, sea otter and surf promoter, relaxes in a hot pool.
You know what they call me? The dream maker. The dream maker. I find these kids, I bring them here, and I give them a chance to be somebody. You know, my greatest joy as a surf promoter? Finding Z. Watching him rise to the top. I still can't believe he's gone. He was like a son to me, you know? It was a heart thing, you know? It was a heart...
Can we just take 5 minutes?
How's my hair? Is it messed up? Because I ain't got all day. Shut up. It's must. Is it must?
We just have a few more questions about Big Z.
But right now, I think we're more interested in telling the Reggie Belafonte story, and who could blame us?
But Big Z is kind of the focus of our...
Hey, let's get the coconut filler guy over here. And how about the guy sweeping the sand? Can we hear your boring story about your tedious, worthless, ridiculous life? Get your feathers off it! Stop! Stop! You know, I ain't got all day. I got a big production here, okay? Roll, okay? Just roll!
Welcome, fans, to another edition of SPEN Sports. This is Sal Masekela, and we're here at the surfing capital of the world, Penghu Island, for a preview of the 10th annual Big Z Memorial Surf-Off. Professional surfers extraordinaire Kelly and Rob, tell us, what kind of challenges our surfers are going to face?
Well, first things first, Sal, the wave. It's the perfect combination of beauty and danger. Even the pros are terrified of this place.
A huge wave collapses over some penguin surfers. The penguins on shore groan.
Dig this, Sal. Section behind me, it's called the Boneyards. Very few surfers have ventured in there and come out alive.
Are you trying to tell me people have died here?
That's right, Sal.
A moment of silence for them. And we keep it moving, because if the Boneyards was not enough, our surfers will be facing off with Tank the Shredder Evans. Tank, 9-time defending champ.
Tank.
A role model? No. But I do consider myself somebody that everyone should look up to. Kids should try to pretend that they're Tank. I mean, they should try. Good luck, kids.
You never want to get in there and, like, you know, help them out and show them how to surf and spend some time with the kids?
No, I don't want to do that. Anyway, this is my wave.
Always classy Tank Evans. Coming up after the break, Penguin Dodgeball. Stick around.
Okay, to get back to the competition, I just want to say, I'm scouring the globe for the next big thing. But that's another story.
Mike Abramovitz, a long-legged talent scout waterbird, travels the world on a whale.
He doesn't look for them. I find them. I find these penguins. I find the talent. Reggie, my boss, has sent me literally everywhere on this trip. Any place there's an ocean, a lake, a puddle, it's ridiculous. I am on so much migraine medication, you have no idea. The stress is killing me. I don't know how much longer I can last. I have to tell you that right now.
The chicken is blasted into the air by the whale's spout.
You gotta try this blowhole thing, man. This whale dude is giving me a brain freeze.
I lost a bet.
Sure.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Does anybody in this entire frozen wasteland surf?
Ah, the Cody Maverick kid does that.
Wonderful, thank you. You know, you're sitting on thin ice. Excuse me, I'm looking for Cody Maverick. Has anyone seen Cody Maverick?
I'm Cody Maverick.
Holy.
Mike Abramowitz from the Big Z Memorial Surf Off Pengu Island.
Came here on the way. Came to see me. Wow.
Quite a slip really... and slider, aren't you?
What an honor, sir.
Lovely,
honestly,
wonderful.
What
so
an honor.
I hear you surf. Is this true?
Listen, you gotta see what I can do, please.
I can actually stand on a board.
I'll be right back. You're gonna see what I can do, and then you're gonna be happy, and everything's gonna be good, and I'm coming with you.
I can't imagine a better day.
Ma! Ma! Ma, he came, the scout! Mikey, he came, he's here! What? He's here on...
Yeah.
Oh, he's giving me a shot now, Ma.
Okay.
Want to come watch me surf,
okay.
Mom?
No, that's okay.
Just
no,
this
I'm,
time.
I'm busy. I'm chopping here.
Okay. All right, wish me luck.
Cody, just be careful of those big waves.
Mike watches Cody float in the dead calm water.
Well, any time now!
You should have been here yesterday. We had a sweet swell yesterday. I mean, I was doing some layback 360s and floaters. It was insane.
Wow! Start the whale.
No. Wait. Just give me one more chance. All I need is one.
Jeff
please.
Had it.
Dude, please don't go. Please.
Jeff, break it.
No,
better luck next year.
Come on,
move. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's all
I need.
Coming, let's go.
Please.
I've never, won anything my whole life.
The whale swims off.
Just once. I want to feel like a winner.
I used to scout songbirds. Toucans for this musical review in Brazil. Now that's show business. Toucans.
Cody surfs the wake of the whale.
I don't care what you say. I'm coming to Petco.
No way, no how. This is a contest for big wave surfers.
If this blubber ball go any faster,
step on it, fish sticks.
The whale's tail slams down.
No.
Cody disappears under the water. Mike, Chicken, Joe, and the other penguin recruits watch from the back of the whale.
Oh, poor kid. I feel bad a little bit. Honestly, this is
no,
bad.
Wait.
Cody is clinging to the tip of the whale's tail. Hanging on by his flipper tips as the tail thrashes up and down, he loses his grip.
Did you guys see that? He almost had my board. He almost had it. Oh, next time we'll get it.
Yeah, so anyway.
Cody leaps and swims through the water like a dolphin. He catches up with the whale and tries to climb its huge, slippery flank. He slips, slides back down into the sea, and tries again. Chicken Joe holds out his surfboard for Cody to grab.
We got you. Oh, you are heavier than you look. Man, we did it.
Thank you.
Teamwork always pays off. I'm Chicken Joe, man.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
Don't you ever do anything like that in the contest, all right?
For me?
Yeah, you're in, because that was entertaining. In a horrifying sort of way.
The other penguins crowd round Cody, slapping his back. He turns to Chicken Joe.
My name's Cody Maverick, Shiverpool. You?
No, I'm not from Shiverpool.
Where are you from?
Dude, I'm from Lake Michigan. That's where I surf.
I was the only one around my town who did it, and not a lot of people thought it was crazy, but I'm used to that.
I know how you feel, Joe.
You do?
Yeah.
Radical.
Chicken Joe and Cody do a flip-flap handshake.
Butt freeze!
Woo! Somebody help the chicken.
Chicken Joe is blasted into the air by the whale's spout. Later, the whale arrives at a mountainous tropical island. Huge waves crash onto the beach. The new recruits dismount and are garlanded with flowers by pouting penguin chicks. A grinning wooden statue of Reggie Belafonte stands at the edge of the beach. Chicken Joe admires heart-shaped marks on the chick's swaying derrières and has one painted on his own. He stands beside Cody, copying the girl's hula dance moves. The newcomers put on coconut sun hats and others flee from a cruising shark fin. It's a penguin playing a joke with his flipper.
Slater, Machado, how's it going, bros?
Going good, thanks.
What's up, buddy?
Okay, later, dudes.
Radical.
Some penguins sunbathe, their white bellies turning red. Others surf the waves. Cody ignores a don't-touch notice and knocks over a row of surfboards. They fall like a long line of dominoes and knock over a long line of penguins. He scarpers. Chicken Joe buys squids on a stick and puts on a hula skirt. Cody puts his feet in a cast of footprints that says, Z was here.
Look where I'm standing. I'm standing where Z stood.
Oh,
Oh, man.
Dude, you gotta try this.
No, I'm okay.
Come on, just one bite.
All right. One bite, that's it.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, it's not bad. It kind of tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Sure.
Coming through! Oh, crap.
Lanny, the penguin lifeguard, runs for her squid lifesaver's float. Cody ogles her.
Oh, man. I'm in love.
Help me! I'm drowning!
Lanny rescues a baby penguin.
What are you standing here next to me for? Go talk to her, man.
No, I'm not gonna talk to her.
She's digging on you. She called you crap.
Joe.
Thanks again.
All right, well, this is the third time you've been unconscious this week. I just don't think it's very good for your brain.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, that was awesome how you saved his life and all. That was just unbelievable. Really. Yeah.
You here for the surf contest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be watching you.
Really, you'll be watching me?
Well, yeah, from the lifeguard station.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah,
it's my,
yeah.
It's my job.
Right, that's your job.
Hey, Cody, you gonna kiss her or what? What's going on?
Come on, Joe, we gotta go.
Dude, you were saying you were in love with
me. No, I didn't
say that. All right, look, he really digs you. He likes you, though. See ya.
Yeah, I love my job. I have an amazing job. Just this week with the contest coming up and all, it's a little crazy. You really have to be extra, extra attentive. You have so many guys in the water, you can't miss a thing. But you know what? I have a perfect record. I've never lost anybody. Sure, there have been close calls, but...
Oh, Arnold, I turned my back for one...
Just lay some feeling on her.
How do you mean?
You know, through words, through
Walk
touch.
Me through the approach. I'm Lonnie. You're me.
You sure about that? I get real serious.
Let's not.
Whoa. What is it?
That's it. That's Big Z's shrine. Remember?
No, not really.
An old newsreel.
Today, the world of surfing lost one of its legends. Big Z took his final ride this morning during a competition with up-and-coming surfer Tank Evans. Z was last seen paddling into a massive swell off Penghu Bay.
Penguins watch in horror as a wave crashes down on Big Z in the razor-sharp rocks of the Boneyards, and they toss garlands into the sea. In the present, Tank Evans throws rocks at Big Z's shrine.
Friends of Big Z gathered to remember and celebrate his life.
Great
shot!
What? And another yes!
Hey.
Oh, every time.
He's got a pretty good throwing finish.
Hey, stop doing it!
So good!
Stop it! Cut it out!
Yeah.
That's like three one. In a row.
Here, give it a shot.
Cody whacks Tank.
Hey! What? Wait a minute. Look at this.
Don't.
It's a Big
stop.
Z
stop.
Necklace.
That's not funny. Stop. Hey, no, stop. Wait, dude.
Look, everybody, it's Big Z's last bet.
Come on, coming through. Out of the way, let's go. You don't deserve to talk about
He's a big
like
zero.
That. Shut your mouth.
Zero starts with Z.
You'll never be as good as Big Z, stink.
Chicken Joe separates them.
Hey, people, come on now. Smell on your bro.
Keep your girlfriend out of this.
Hey, whoa, you can't do that to my friend.
Cody pummels Tank.
Wow, you did quite a workout there. Oh, that feels good. Hey, why don't you work on my glutes a little bit? Ooh, that's very nice.
Reggie.
Whoa, all right. What? That's enough, guys. Come on.
I'll take you on anytime, anywhere.
Oh, well, then how about right here, right now, huh? Hey, Mikey, what? Mikey, get this kid aboard. All right. Who wants to see the little guy take on the champ?
Little guys rule!
A little one-on-one surfing action between Tank Evans and Jerry...
Cody
Mavencourt. And the one that rides the biggest wave wins!
Seen from underwater, Cody and the big, bulky penguin Tank Evans, whose chest feathers are trimmed in swirly patterns, swim off on their boards. Cody's expression is determined. The filmmakers interview him.
Are you nervous about...
What?
Are you nervous about going against Tank Evans?
Tank, get out. Nervous? What have to be nervous about?
Cody finds himself paddling up the face of a huge wave. He crests it and paddles on to where Tank is waiting, lying casually on his board. Tank gives him a flippant wave. On shore, the watching penguins applaud politely till Reggie whips them up into a frenzy.
Give it up! Come on now!
I'm gonna chum the water with your head.
Well, bring it on, Peckerface. Let's go.
Peckerface?
A giant wave looms towards the two surfers. They both see it. And paddle towards it. Lani watches anxiously from the shore as Tank and Cody ride the wave.
So, Cody, when you take your first wave and the whole island's there to watch,
What's it gonna be like?
It's gonna be amazing. Honestly, it's gonna be the best wave of my life, and I hope the camera's rolling, because you're gonna want to watch it over and over and over and over again. It's gonna be awesome!
Cody falls off his board. The camera replays it. Over and over. Everyone covers their eyes. Only Reggie grins at the spectacle.
Oh, kid, look.
Poor kid. This poor kid.
That was spectacular. Whoa.
The tank surfs out of the wave tunnel.
I'm number one, the tank.
Underwater, Cody struggles to the surface, gasping for breath. The wave crashes down on him.
Watch out!
Cody surges for the surface again. The wave crashes down. This time, he hits his head on a coral bank. He drifts like a leaf just above the seabed. Lanny swims down to save him.
Trying to get the details, we're trying to figure it out. The lifeguard just pulled him in.
On shore, Lanny gives him a heart massage.
That's what happens when you take on the tank, right?
Chicken Joe hurries over.
Cody, how is he? Is he okay?
Yeah, what can I do?
I can help, though, except that there's blood. Just the thought of blood makes me...
He faints.
Somebody help the chicken.
Reggie.
Tank, you okay?
Tank needs fuel.
Mikey, get the board, will you?
Tastes like...
Come on.
Cody comes round and looks up at Lanny.
Did I win? I won, huh?
You should have stayed in Antarctica, kid.
Mike grabs Cody's board.
You're gonna be okay.
Yeah. There's pixies everywhere.
Cody and his family are interviewed.
What do you guys think about Cody going into a contest and possibly winning?
You know, I'm...
Why did you just laugh?
Because he keeps saying possible. Like, it's possible that you're gonna win and, like, you're gonna do anything. Well, I mean, really, what are the chances?
They're high, aren't they high? I mean, they're normal chances. It's not like I'm, like, the underdog.
Back on Pengu, Lanny, buffeted by torrential rain, waddles through the jungle with Cody unconscious on her back. The documentary crew follow with lights.
Hey! Geek! Get up and help me! Geek!
Ahead of her, a big penguin with disheveled head feathers is asleep in a hammock. Lanny turfs him out.
Geek!
Oh!
Wake up! I need your help.
Morning.
Come on, get off your lazy butt and come and help me.
Beautiful dream.
Okay.
Do you ever know Sheila?
No, I don't know Sheila. No.
Wait.
What?
Who's this guy?
He's a surfer.
Who are those guys?
They're with him. Ignore them.
Ronnie.
Come on.
Ronnie, what are you doing?
Him, they'll go away.
Hey, get out of here.
Okay. Whoa.
Help him! Where do you want him?
Nowhere. That's the whole point.
Okay.
No outsiders, Lonnie. Come on.
I know. This is an emergency. He went down bad over the falls. I don't know if he...
Geek spots Cody's Big Z medallion and a sea urchin sting.
And did he hit the reef?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I got him after
he... your boyfriend?
No.
Huh?
No.
Wait. Oh. Looks like he stepped on a fire urchin.
Stepped on me? Are you kidding? This guy was dancing on me. I mean, just look at this. Broken, gone, broken.
This is pretty bad. This is really bad.
Ow! Ow!
Cody! All right, you're gonna be okay.
What? Oh, I shouldn't have taken that out. Poison's released. Wow, amazing.
That's amazing.
You're still alive. It's all right, though. I'm gonna fix you up. I can fix your foot just fine.
Keith looks for a saw.
Where is it?
There's a saw! You just threw a saw!
Don't let him move like that. He's pushing the poison all over his body. Oh, come on.
Lanny holds Cody down.
There it is.
Geek swigs from a jug.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
This is a surefire cure. I learned it from an old medicine man. It works wonders.
No, what?
What? No, not that.
Now what? How's he gonna what?
Come on now.
Geek, stop.
Let's do this. Lonnie, can you make some water sounds?
Oh, my gosh, this is so gross.
No. You...
Geek pees over the urchin wound on Cody's foot.
Kid, you better keep your mouth shut. Say, what'd I tell you? Hold his foot still, Lonnie. Come on, knock him out or something. I'm running on empty here.
Lanny headbutts Cody, then shields her eyes as Geek finishes peeing.
So?
He looks at Lanny.
How you been?
Wow, sea urchin in the foot. That sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah.
How do you cure something like that?
you pee on it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know.
Hey, in Geek's home. How long am I stuck with this guy?
Because, you know,
I well, come back soon and please bring me some clams.
No.
Well, I'm running low here.
No, I can't keep doing this. You got to start taking care of yourself.
Oh, come on.
Bye.
Bring me some more clams.
Okay.
Lanny climbs out of Geek's cave nestled in some tree roots. Geek slurps a clam and burps over Cody as he comes round. Cody flops down again.
If it's just as well with you, I don't want to talk about Cody. He lost. That's it. That's his problem. It's not mine.
Aren't you concerned about anybody's well-being?
No, kid's fine. He's born in the water. He's a penguin, for crying out loud.
Did you see that wave hit him?
Yeah, dude. That's the whole idea of surfing.
You know, I care. I care!
My gate! Wait, you see this?
Reggie.
Look at those little legs. Tick, 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 tick,
the way I walk.
Tick, tick, tick,
and I'm constantly... What's with the boom chicka boom?
Can't stand blood. Can't stand the sight of blood.
On the beach, baby penguins build a sandcastle on Chicken Joe.
Cody. Dude, have you seen my friend Cody?
Mm-mm. No.
Cody? Cody!
He looks under a rock in the jungle. It falls on him.
He's not under there.
Cody!
He calls from a huge stone penguin statue.
How's it going, man?
Outside the tree root cave, Cody talks to the filmmakers.
Yeah, so I woke up this morning, you know, I didn't know where I was, and it's never, like, a good place to be when you wake up,
Come on, get up.
I don't want
breakfast. Wakey, wakey, come on.
I don't want to.
Geek throws a pineapple.
How's your foot?
My foot's fine, but my head...
Good, good, good. Come on, get, come on, get up.
What the?
Cody looks round the cave.
Yeah, I think I got a concussion. Ah! Sheesh.
He follows Geek through the jungle.
Yeah, you should meet my brother, Glenn. You guys really hit it off. No. Where's my necklace? You see my necklace? It's got a...
Geek sighs as Cody searches.
No.
Ah, big deal. Get yourself another one at Reggie's trinket shops.
No, it's not just some necklace, guy. All right? He gave it to me himself.
Who?
Big Z, when he came to Shiverpool. You know, that guy believed in me when no one else did. He told me never to give up and to find a way, because that's what winners do.
Yeah, what winners do, yeah.
It's funny, you know, what a loser I became.
Who cares what Big Z said? You gotta do things your own way.
No, I don't have a way.
They come to a track.
Well, you do now. Just follow this. It'll take you back to North Beach. Okay, nice to meet you. Good luck.
Geek slouches back into the jungle and, looking nervous, Cody waddles down the track.
I don't know which way I should turn.
What do I do now? You know, I can't show my face on the beach. I can't go home.
I'm too afraid.
He leans against a log.
You always, like, visualize where you're going to be, what you're going to do.
Geek arrives at his cave in the roots of the tree.
This ain't it.
Listlessly, he flicks clamshells from the table onto the floor. Bending down to pick one up, he finds Cody's shell medallion.
But I pick myself above the floor and
flippers behind his head, Geek gazes thoughtfully out of his window, then hurries back to the track where Cody is still sitting on the log. He holds his flippers behind his back. Cody, sitting miserably on the log, glances up.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, man, thank you, man. This,
yeah.
That's really cool of you to come back, man. Thank you.
Better keep that knot tight. You lose it during a contest, it's a goner.
Yeah, well, I'm not going in any surf contests.
Well, it's more to surfing than beating Tank Evans, you know.
Cody sulks.
Yeah.
Look at that. You know what you're sitting on there?
Huh.
That's koa wood. Best surfboards in the world are made of that stuff.
Yeah.
You got a koa board?
No, I don't have a board.
Well, you want to make one?
No.
What? Man, I come all the way back here to give you the necklace, and now I'm offering to make you a board, and you say, nah?
I just...
Get off your lazy butt. We're making a board. Come on.
All right.
It's going to be the best board you ever had, I'll tell you that.
Then, okay.
All right?
Okay, man.
Cody!
Chicken Joe searches between some rocks.
That's cool.
Joe, can you just tell us why you're out here looking for Cody?
You know, we've known each other way back since, like, yesterday, I think it was. We got a lot in common. I never really knew my father either.
A picture of his dad, Chicken Bob, on a 6-piece combo fried chicken bucket. Geek and Cody.
Okay, so why are you making surfboards in the middle of the jungle anyway? I'm just trying to understand, man. I don't get it.
Forget the 20 questions. Let's just get the board made.
Okay, it's just... are you a surfer, or do you... I mean, what are...
Geek jerks the log.
Ha-ha, very funny.
Less talk, more pushing. Come on.
Why are we pushing it anyway? Why don't we just roll it?
Because...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't know your foot was there. Are you okay? I'm sorry. It's not like I intentionally did it, okay? I'm sorry.
Hey!
Oh! The log rolls downhill.
Hey! Cody, the log!
No!
Geek gets in front of the log and tries to stop it.
Geek, stop!
Cody! Grab a vine! Grab a vine!
Cody grabs a vine rope.
Now pull it!
I'm trying!
The log slides down the slope with Geek trying to push it back. Cody lets go of the vine.
Cody!
Geek toboggans away straight past Chicken Joe.
Cody!
Geek and the log fly over the edge of a slope.
Geek! Oh, no.
Geek reappears.
Help me, I'm so I can kick your butt.
Cody pulls him up.
I thought I killed you. You okay?
Next time when I say don't roll the...
No. Wait, what's that? What's that?
Below is a bay with waves rolling in.
Yeah, it's a beach. Sand, water, sun. You've seen one, you've seen them all. Come on, let's get out of here.
No. Come on, man. Let's go check it out.
Ow.
Cody hops down the slope. Geek follows. The filmmakers.
So you think Cody and the Geek are doing all right?
Yeah. I hate to see him living out there all alone. It'll be good for him to have something to do.
Geek belly flops onto the beach. Cody looks around at the secluded bay and the blue waves rushing in. On the shore, beneath the surrounding cliffs, he spots an old shack in the shade of palm trees.
Hey, somebody's old board shack!
He wanders along the sand towards it. Geek watches him with a sigh, then slowly lumbers after him towards the shack.
Look at this.
Cody examines some old surfboards on a rack.
Whoa. These are Big Z's boards. Yeah, these are Big Z's boards. He rode this in the Australian Open.
He spots another board.
This is the board he rode when he came to Shiverpool, man. Geek! This is Big Z's place, man! It's where he lived! This is where he made his boards! Did you know this was here? Why didn't you want to come down here?
And then he went up to this old shack, you know?
Geek lumbers over to another shack close by and rubs the sand away from the sign above the door. It reads, Big Z's. He wanders inside, pulls an old ukulele from the sand, and picks at it with a melancholy air.
And I realized, you know, it was Z.
Cody's eyes widen in shocked recognition. Z, his head feathers flopping across his eyes, runs his hand along the surface of an old surfboard and looks at some palm leaves half sunk in the sandy floor. They have messages written on them. To Z, miss you. He picks them up and reads them. His haunted eyes blink as he turns away. Cody, talking to the film crew, recalls the scene.
I could tell. He needed some space and, you know, some time to himself. I didn't want to, you know, ask him all these questions, so... just kind of stood there quietly. You're Big Z! I can't believe it! You're alive! That's the respectful way to go, I think. Why are you alive? What happened? Tell me everything. Start at the beginning and just go.
Yeah, dead. You're gonna hurt yourself.
But you
Relax.
Were dead, right? And people said you were dead, but you're not dead. You're in hiding. Did something happen? Something happened. You saw something. No, you saw something you weren't supposed to see. I knew it. That's what happened.
What are you nuts? It's not a conspiracy. It's no big deal.
Oh, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Z shuts the palm leaf curtain across the doorway of his shack.
Okay, I got it. I'll be over here if you need anything, or, you know, you feel like talking, or, you know, whatever. Do you feel like it now? Like talking now?
Go away.
Got it. All right, I'm going away. Unless you...
Go
away. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This is like, you know, it's huge, man. It changes everything. It's like, it, you know, the contest's a few days away. If I can get him to train me, then that's, boom. I mean, I could win this with him. It's my dream, you know, and I don't want to give up on that dream. Winners find a way, no matter what, right?
Three baby penguins.
A winner is...
Mike, the wader bird.
They see their goals. They just go for it. They're not in it for the money or the glory.
A winner is...
Oh, hey.
Right.
Lanny.
It's the surfer who's out there having the most fun.
Yep, it's a lot of fun.
Right, no, I get you. What's winning without the losers?
They're in it for the joy of it and the rapture and the slow motion instant replay, which is my...
Mikey, why don't you head over to the snack bar over there and get yourself a big bowl of... Shut up!
Feels better when there's a lot of losers around. Was that your question?
Well, a winner is somebody who doesn't knock me off my surfboard, break it when I'm trying to get some big waves. Especially Tank, he is definitely not a winner.
He's a dirty trash can full of poop.
Yeah, I can't remember a time when I wasn't surfing. My mom put me right on there. I think she pooped me out, just put me right on there.
Well, what is it about surfing that you love?
I love being the center of attention because it's really where I should be. And I love the looks my ladies give me, you know, a little glint. I love that. I love holding my ladies. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Sort of.
Come on, come with me.
He goes through a palm tree curtain daubed with the words, keep out or die.
Put this curtain in my cell.
He points to his surfing trophies.
These are my ladies.
He picks one up.
This is Jill. This is my lady Amy. Little Susie. Brianna. You know why we call her Brianna, right?
No.
It's a long story. Shaniqua. Helga. Miss Kitty. Jeannie. I dream of Teresa. This is Teresa right here.
Now, is Teresa, is that your...
Dirty girl. This spot is for my special lady, Leah. I'm going to say that one more time. Leah. Oh, yeah. That's a sweet, sweet lady.
Tank, are you polishing your trophies again?
Mom, I wasn't polishing. I was talking to my friends.
Tank glances at the camera.
I'm going to be polishing later.
The filmmakers arrive at Big Z's shack.
Mr. Topanga, could you tell us why you're not dead?
No, I am dead.
Z goes back inside. The camera spins towards the ocean and Cody on a board.
What are you doing? Hey, who said you... Turn the board around. Get back here.
Yeah, just come out here and show me some moves.
No.
Come on, why not? Grab a board and come out.
Hey, you want to kill yourself? Go ahead. Fine with me. Just don't mess up my board.
How do you turn this thing?
Not a short board. Sit back on it. Hey, watch the wave.
A wave breaks over him.
You mess up my board, I'm messing up your other foot.
Hey, I'm just trying to ride this canoe or whatever it is, okay?
Well, stop trying so hard. Relax.
What do you mean, relax?
Z coaches Cody from the shore.
Long, smooth strokes. Dig deep. Dig. Come on.
I'm digging.
Nose up. Keep it up. You're watching. You're purling.
No.
Cody and the board go flying. Z's long face gets longer.
What are you doing?
Come on, please. Z, I can't learn anything with you on the beach, man.
Well, then you're not going to learn anything. Now come on in.
Z, I'm not coming in until you come out.
Oh, you're coming in all right. He's not even watching the wave.
What wave?
That one. 5, 4, 3, 2, and...
Z marks a cross in the sand. Cody and the board wash up on the beach at Z's feet, right on the mark. Z picks up the surfboard. He checks it over.
Don't touch my stuff, man.
I couldn't help it. I just wanted to learn from the best.
Yeah, well, I don't surf anymore.
What? Okay? What do you mean you don't surf anymore?
Hey, you want to learn how to surf the right way?
Sure.
Then you got to make your own board, all right?
Wait, what do you mean you don't...
Can't hear ya.
Can I just ask one question about whether...
Board.
Could you tell me about your board?
I just have the palm tree board. I would have to say it's not the nicest board in the world, but it is a pretty good board.
The ancient Hawaiians believed that mana, or heart, was transferred into the surfboard as you shaped it. What are your thoughts on that?
What's up with the hair? Could fit a whole fish in there.
My dream surfboard is pretty powerful. You can add a lot of attachments to it, like a grenade launcher attachment.
Anybody know whose board this is?
Pretty sure it's the chicken's.
Has anybody seen the chicken?
Cody! I know he's out here. I can feel it in my nuggets.
Man, aren't you nervous out here, Joe? In the jungle, it's kind of dangerous.
Dude, the jungle is the most peaceful place on the planet.
Native penguin tribesmen shoot at Joe with blowpipes. One hits the camera. In the bay, Z and Cody work on the big log.
I hold it steady.
This is a dream come true. This is a dream come true, here to be here with Z, doing this. And it's koa wood.
which all the best boards are made from Coalwood.
All right, now, I drew this pattern as a guide. Now, do you want to have your board with a lot of rocker or just a little?
I don't know. I guess I'd like...
What you want is something in between, trust me. I'm the expert here, okay?
Okay.
So, here are your shaping tools. Now, remember, the board's already inside there, see, somewhere. And what you're doing is you're trying to find it. You know, reveal it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Every carve counts. Why are you smiling? Don't smile.
I'm not smiling. I'm just, you know, I'm excited.
This isn't like hacking a piece of ice. You know, it takes patience and finesse.
All right, already. I'm trying. Can you just give me the tools, please? Sheesh.
All right, here, take it. Take
okay.
It. Go ahead.
Thank you. Here we go.
What are you doing? Look, if you're going to do it, you do it right. All right, look. First of all, with the grain. With the grain. You see what I'm doing here? You let the tool do the work, you see? Just like you're riding a wave. You let the wave do the work. You don't fight the wave. You can't fight these big waves, Code. Long strokes. Loads of finesse. Find the board within the tree. Nice and easy.
Yeah, I got it.
See that? You just...
Z planes with a shell.
Maybe I could do it now, okay?
With...
Time passes.
With the...
Can I do it now?
Z looks up guiltily.
Yeah, like that. Got carried away. Sorry about that. It's your board.
My board. Okay, with the grain. I got it.
Don't forget to eyeball it.
I got
it. Once in a while.
Okay, long strokes with the grain.
Not too long.
Here we go.
Cody breathes deeply, and with Z leaning over him, he lowers the shell towards the log.
You're doing it wrong, Cody.
Let me... I no finesse when you're in my face, okay? Just let me make the board.
Do you want my help?
I don't want your help. I don't want your help.
Oh, you don't want my help?
I don't want your help.
Oh.
Okay?
All right, fine.
I just want to make my board.
Build the board yourself, man, all right?
Thank you.
I don't care what the board looks like. You're the one who's got to ride the day.
Fine, I'll... Thank you.
He goes and comes back.
It's in there somewhere. Go find it.
I want to walk over there, please. Please.
Don't cut yourself.
Joe talks to camera.
So it's day three, yeah? I come across penguins. I'm Chicken Joe. Joseph. It's long for Joe.
Hey, go.
Sweet, man. And, you know, they treat me as their king and put me in a hot tub. It is, I guess, their royal hot tub?
By torchlight, the native penguins dance around Chicken Joe, who doesn't realize he's sitting in a cannibal cooking pot. Penguins covered in war paint, fire dance, bang on drums, and chop vegetables. One sprinkles Joe with pepper. He sneezes.
That kind of hot and steamy, but really opened up my pores, you know?
The vegetables are added.
It was kind of cool. They kind of served me food while I was in there. It was like dinner and a show.
One native penguin gestures to Joe to stop eating the corn cobs. The other mimes that he will be just as tasty with the vegetables inside him.
As enjoyable as it was, I still had a vision of my quest.
Joe hops out of the pot.
Thank you.
The penguins throw spears. One hits the cameraman.
Not again.
Cody.
You know what else it was? Look, okay, I had the board. The board was fine. The board was great.
Cody hacks at the board.
Huh? How's it going?
What? No, it's going great, man. It's great.
It did look a little rough, you know?
A little rough? The board looked a little rough. It's a work in progress, bro.
You think it's good enough for the big waves?
I think it's good enough for any wave.
Ah.
Z touches the uneven board.
Hang on. Okay. Let's say I'm a big wave, yeah?
Hold on. No.
Cody runs off with it.
Where are you going?
Well, it's my board, man, all right?
Why don't you take your board and go try it out?
That's what I'm... Maybe I will,
good.
Huh? Piece of junk. Watch!
The board snaps in two.
Oh, that was a nice ride, man. Nice ride. You know, this is supposed to be fun.
Look, I got 3 days until the contest. I don't have time for fun.
No time for fun, huh? Hey, Cody!
What?
Bring me some clams when you come back.
I'm not coming back!
Yeah, I'll be back.
No, I won't!
Yeah, he'll be back. Hey, you guys like barbecue?
Yeah, sure.
Got some wood here.
Cody to camera.
I wasted my whole day, and I have nothing to show for it, which is...
Cody crashes into Lanny. She falls on him.
Lanny.
I was just actually going to check on you.
That's why you were... Oh, yeah, no.
The geek.
Listen, what? Geek is Big Z.
What? I know.
You know.
How'd you find out?
We went to the beach,
You
right?
got him down to the beach?
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to get Z out of that tree for 10 years, and you got him all the way down to the beach in one day?
Yeah.
This is fantastic. Yeah. Woo!
She dances with joy.
Okay. It's amazing.
So...
Do you want to go somewhere fun?
Wow.
Do you want to go somewhere really, really fun?
Oh.
Unless you want... I mean, did you want to get back to Big Z?
I want to have fun.
Oh, okay.
Do I need, like, mints or something? I mean, you tell me.
No, you won't need mints.
Okay, all right.
Z used to carry us up here on his shoulders, and we'd have so much fun. It's one of my favorite spots on Pengu.
Really?
Boy, to be 8 years old again.
What is this?
You don't want to get all cut up, do you?
No. Hold on. What are you doing? No. I'm out of here. I'm better off.
Cody falls down a volcanic shaft carrying the palm leaf Lanny gave him. She jumps after him.
No.
They surf through tunnels. Lanny rides her palm leaf like a surfboard. Cody can't get the hang of it.
Hey!
Riding the leaf on his belly, Cody starts to catch up.
Oh, now I'm in front of you now! What's going on now?
Not a race!
They shoot through a cavern of boiling orange lava. Ahead, by a molten lake, the track divides in two.
Okay, wait, don't take the left, Cody!
No!
Cody leaps the gap safely.
Give up, Slowpoke! It's over with now!
Not slow!
Give up now, sucker!
He lands in a lake of glowing blue goo.
Ha ha ha! I beat
you! Congratulations, you sure did. You should probably get out of there.
Why is that? This stuff is... Look at me. It's so beautiful. Look at it. What is this stuff?
You see those things up above you? They're glowworms.
Right.
So, you're right beneath them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's poop.
Cody pulls Lanny in after him. They shower off under a waterfall.
You know how some stink and other stinks smell good?
Yeah.
This is like a good stink.
A good stink.
Can I tell you something personal?
I mean, we're in the shower together. You can say whatever you want.
I'm serious. I'm really, really, really jealous of you.
Why?
I couldn't get Z off his butt for the last 10 years, and then you come along, and he must really think a lot of you.
I don't know. I mean, I've been a jerk to him, so I don't know what he thinks
about
me.
No, you haven't.
I have. I've been a jerk to him. I have.
Well, then go not be a jerk.
What does it matter to you anyways?
He's my uncle. He's the only family I've got.
A picture shows Big Z carrying young Lanny on his shoulders. Cody nods and starts to go. Lanny helps him on his way with a friendly kick.
Okay.
On the moonlit beach, Cody's broken board has been stacked for firewood. Big Z is snoring in his shack. Cody takes a deep breath and heaves another section of log onto the wooden trestle.
Say what you say, I just sail away.
He draws an outline on the wood with a charcoal stick and carefully starts to plane it with his seashell tools. Next to him, lit by a full moon, waves break on the shore. Big Z peeps out from his shack and smiles at Cody working away at his new board in the moonlight. At daybreak, Cody is leaning over his board fast asleep. Z shuffles towards him with a pineapple. He winks at the filmmakers, ready to drop it on Cody's head, then gets distracted by the new surfboard and tosses the fruit away. Cody wakes. Z goes to climb on the board.
Z? No. No. No, don't you do it, Z. Don't do it. No.
Yeah.
No.
I say it.
I swear, man. Stronger if you break
than
that
I thought,
board,
Cody.
If you break it.
Should have been broken by now.
Z bounces on it.
Come on!
That night, as Cody works on his board, Z watches the waves roll in.
Oh, look at that.
A wave curls over.
That's the best place in the world to be. In the tube.
Really?
Yeah. Better than winning. The trophy, all that stuff.
Tube riding is the ultimate thing in surfing, to ride inside the wave and make it out of it. It's all we want to do every day.
Oh, it's almost impossible to describe. There's nothing I can compare it to.
It's a feeling that, you know not too many people will experience, and so it's special in that sense.
And then you just try to remember it. You're like, geez, I wish I could remember that, or I wish I could get that again. It's just so addicting.
Yeah, once you get inside, you never want to get out.
Wow. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, man. Nothing like it.
Okay, so that aside, well, I mean, how many points would you get for getting tubed? Like, what does it depend on for the contest?
Is
it
points?
What?
You know who you sound like right now?
I promote happiness! Can you see the happiness emanating from me? What's wrong with you?
Alive.
Oh, good. I have to say, I have no doubt that this year's Big Z Memorial is going to be just the best ever.
With the competition just one day away, the excitement is definitely building here on Penghu Island.
Mike, on his long, skinny bird legs, keeps Reggie supplied with coconut cocktails, builds and decorates the staging for the competition at the same time, running about frantically with flags, drinks, and statues. Reggie falls into a stupor. And at the speed of greased lightning, the set is complete.
That didn't take too long. I feel lightheaded.
So get this. On my search for Cody, I bump into my hot tub buddies again. Oh, I get it. You guys look hungry. Yeah. You probably got the munchies or something. Uno momento. Squidito on el stickito.
The chief penguin cannibal grabs the squid on a stick, tastes it, and cries out, "It tastes like chicken."
Karamatosu!
They carry Chicken Joe away.
Check it out. Dude, have you seen my friend Cody? You know, he's kind of like a penguin.
The chief waves his squid at the camera.
Hey, guys, how'd you learn how to surf?
I saw Big Z do it, actually.
I don't think you were born yet.
I wasn't?
No, I don't think so. Lonnie, I like her when she teaches us because she...
Smudge, not another one!
I think he really has to go to the bathroom right now.
Okay, so what's next? The board's done. What are we doing?
Board's done. Oh, well, let's do some training. What do you say?
Finally!
Hey, can we get a shot of you?
No, you gotta get a long shot, boys, all right? Hey, Z! Come on! Hey!
Where are you going?
Oh, I thought you said we were gonna train.
Not in the water. Jeez, what are you thinking? You want to surf like Big Z used to, right?
Yeah.
I've got some tests here to figure out your potential.
Let's do it.
No. Put them on your eyes. Like this, yeah.
Z removes his pineapple slice and winks at the camera.
Take it, Cody.
Can we do some training? Like, seriously, please?
What are you talking about? What do you think we're doing?
We're acting like a bunch of nutjobs. That's what I think we're doing.
Yeah, good. You're learning.
They hang off the board.
And a big set comes in.
Z soaks Cody from a bucket.
This is getting ridiculous.
You having fun?
I hate you.
You know, slow.
Z uses a tiny model.
Just a flip over the top. All right, now you go.
Look, Cody moves the model.
No joy, man. No joy. Failed.
I'm starting to see it, man. Z, I think I know what you're talking about.
He whips the slices off his eyes.
Oh, well, that's great. Sorry, as long as we're all having fun, right? Z, wake up. Wake up, Z.
Cody rolls Z onto a surfboard and pushes him, still asleep, out into the water. He throws a pineapple at Z.
Hey, Z, breakfast!
Z catches it.
Not a chance.
Four.
You have to get up earlier in the morning.
Three, two. What? A wave rolls Z off the board and he washes up face down in the sand where X marks the spot.
That is fun.
Oh, you're having fun, huh?
I am, yes, now I am.
Oh, well then, Cody, you passed.
What?
You did it. You're ready. Let's surf. Come on.
Z, don't play with me, Z. We're surfing.
Yes!
Cody and Z paddle out into the surf on their boards, diving underwater to avoid a big wave as it rolls over them. A little later, Z catches a wave.
Hey, check it up.
He nearly loses his balance, but recovering, waves at Cody.
The sky turns to a different shade. Hey, I didn't know you could surf.
Side by side, they catch a wave. Cody fights to keep his balance.
Whoa. Long, slow, smooth.
Like making the board.
Yeah, you
Okay.
You're good, yeah?
Yeah!
As they glide across the face of a wave, Lanny comes down to the beach with a bag of clams. She looks round for them. Lanny grabs a board and swims out to them.
Lanny, thank you.
Z pats her on the back and all three catch a wave. Lanny glides over to Cody. Later, she and Z watch as Cody catches a wave and rides the steep curving bank of water, keeping just ahead of its curling top. Z rides a wave. He gets to his feet and races across the sloping wall of clear blue water as the head of the wave curls over him and breaks. He's in the tube. Cody and Lanny smile broadly as Big Z reappears out of the tube, spins round on his board, faces backward, putting his flippers together, and bows as if to acknowledge their delight.
Big Z is back!
Big Z crests the wave and leaps into the air. They all float on their boards.
Ah, this is what it's all about. What could be better than this?
Against the setting sun, the three of them surf a swelling wave, and then after dark, they light a fire by the shore. Cody has his board on trestles, and Z strums his ukulele.
When you're playing,
Lanny raises her barbecue stick in salute.
I need some help on this Lanny behind. Oh.
Hey!
Nice.
Is that the only song that you know?
Pretty much. You want to hear it again?
No, no,
it goes
no.
Like this.
No,
say,
no,
yeah.
No.
Okay. Got you there, didn't I?
I must say, you were quite amazing out there today.
You weren't so bad yourself, kiddo.
Well, thanks to this guy.
Nah, I just pointed you in a direction.
Question, Z.
You change your mind about the song.
No.
I got it.
Here
it goes. Go something like this.
No. I was wondering if you'd come watch me ride tomorrow.
Yeah. This ukulele. See? Yeah. We'll both ride, man.
Not just in the contest.
Contest? What contest?
The Big Z Memorial. You remember that one? I mean, I know I'm asking a lot, but it would really, really be the biggest thing in the world to me if you could come. I mean,
Z's head droops and he blinks.
You still want to be a part of all that?
Absolutely.
Well, what do you want me there for anyway?
I know. I thought maybe you'd want to be there. I mean, I don't know why it's a big deal.
It's no big deal.
Why won't you come?
I'm not coming.
Why?
Just give it a
it's
rap,
getting cold,
will you?
Guys.
Can you tell me why you're hiding?
Hiding?
Why are you hiding?
I can't eat all this by myself.
Why didn't you come back after you fell off the wave?
Oh, that wave.
Old color film of Z and Tank.
That last day, winning, it'd become everything to me. I knew I was going to beat Tank. But then, he starts to surf circles around me. I saw what he was doing. I couldn't do what he was doing. Times had changed, I didn't want to walk back on that beach with all my fans there, a loser, everyone looking at Big Z, the loser, the has-been. So
a close-up of the film shows Z deliberately jumping off the board, which smashes on the rocks below.
Poof. Big Z's dead, and that's how it's going to stay. Let me play that song.
What about Never Give Up? What about Find a Way?
Yeah.
You're giving up, Z. You're giving up.
Yeah, I'm giving up. That's my way. Giving up.
I thought you were the one guy.
You don't like it? Find your own way.
Z waddles off towards his shack.
Leave me out of it.
Lanny rushes after him, appealing to Cody.
Z!
In a fit of anger, Cody hurls his seashell necklace into the sea. He picks up his board, tucks it under his flipper, and stomps off down the dark beach. The moon shines down between clouds and palm trees. Cody talks to camera.
Always out on your own.
I messed up. I'm not good. This is when I needed someone. I needed him. You know, it's hard enough losing one dad, but...
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Nothing, man.
Glancing back at the camera tailing him, he carries on down the jungle track. He steps in a trap and is jerked upside down into the air by 1 foot. The native penguins rush up with spears.
Peaceful, peaceful, I'm in peace. I come in peace.
Cody!
Joe!
I've been looking everywhere for you.
Really? You've been looking for me?
Dude, I didn't lose you on the whale. I'm not going to lose you now.
Thank you, seriously, thank you.
Radical.
They shake.
Oh, they're starting. Cody, we gotta go. Come on.
Cody is left hanging upside Joe? Down.
Joe?
Oh, I'm sorry. Watch this, dude. I can speak their language. Mondo Kudo Pungu.
He's cut free.
Dude, I totally need my board. I don't even know where it is. I gotta go find it.
I'll see you in the lineup then.
See you, Joe.
It's gonna be fun, huh?
Cody carries his board to the crowded beach.
The 10th annual Big Z is about to get underway, and whoa, it is the day of days. Big mountainous bombs marching into our coastline. Kelly Slater,
on a danger level 1 to 10, give me a number.
20.
Wow. Rob.
Oh, there'll be blood.
I'm scared, and I'm in the booth.
Mike.
What are you doing here?
Mike.
You're gonna kill yourself. Please don't do this to yourself. Please. Look what happened last time. Look.
Hey, hey, hey! It's good to see you back.
Are you serious?
You know, you're gonna be a real crowd pleaser. I'm telling you, these people are gonna eat you up. I'll be expecting big things from you.
Thank you.
Hey, people, big announcement. Cody Maverick, he's back. The Wipeout King is back. And I'm gonna tell you, start looking for the sharks. They're gonna be circling because there's gonna be blood in the water. Spectacular carnage today. Thank you, Reggie Belafonte. Hey, little guy, big hair, big thoughts, big heart. Come on.
The competing penguins line up with their boards. A huge crowd gathers around to watch. Tank Evans stands beside Cody, towering over him.
Oh, look at this. You're going down, Snowflake.
Cody ignores him.
I'm gonna make you wish you were never even hatched. You wanna see my trophies?
The competitors sprint to the water, including Chicken Joe and the baby penguin Lanny always has to rescue.
Arnold? No.
A gigantic wave takes out 6 of the competitors.
About 24 surfers battling their way out to the... Ooh! Good golly! Make that 18!
Cody dives under the wave and paddles on with voices in his head.
Rob, after such a heavy wipeout earlier in the week, what do you think is going through Maverick's mind?
He's just gonna have to stay focused and channel that energy into good places.
When are you gonna get a life?
Glenn, then Tank.
You are a nobody.
Mike.
You should have stayed in Antarctica, kid.
Cody stands on his board. He plummets down a curling wave that's about to break over him. The spray clears. With a grin, he sails into view, riding the wave just ahead of the tube. The crowd cheer.
Amazing first ride, Mind Lord from Maverick.
At the edge of the jungle, unseen by the rest, Z is watching. Cody comes ashore and talks to camera.
You guys see that? Oh, man. You know, I thought I was going to lose it, then I just let go, you know? I let go, and there it was.
Wow! It's been an amazing day of shredding in less than stellar conditions, but I never would have guessed our 3 finalists.
Well, Sal, it's no surprise that Tank Evans has just breezed his way into the finals.
And Cody Maverick, from a horrible wipeout a few days ago to this.
They replay Cody's run.
And Chicken Joe from Sheboygan. Who would have guessed it?
I have never seen a finals like this.
We're in the finals, Joe.
No way, we get to surf some more?
Isn't it exciting?
Yeah.
Look at that. This is great. Huh? Hey, you know, you should know this. Tank loves you. Looks like this will be the easiest year ever.
Oh, no way. Cody, did you hear that? It's going to be easy.
Reggie.
Are you loving that?
The 3 babies.
So who would you like to see win the trophy?
It's not so important to me. Friends are better than anything in the world.
Friends are forever. Trophies, never know what that could happen to them.
Well, that was awesome, Mike.
Boy,
thank you,
I see him on my
face. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Wow. Finals.
Hey! Yeah, no, I know. I think I can win this thing. It's too much right now.
Yeah, well, you know? That's all you came for.
What?
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
You made it pretty clear last night that winning's more important to you than Z or me.
Lonnie, it's not...
But hey, maybe you get to take your stupid trophy home.
Lonnie, come on.
Come here, you!
Reggie grabs Cody.
How about this, huh? Let me tell you something. You win this thing, you and me, we're going places, huh? Hey, look at this kid. He is a champ.
Big Z is still watching from the undergrowth as the three finalists pick up their boards. They rush into the water.
Tank, 9-time defending champion. He will roll on you.
Expecting to win this thing, Sal. It's basically a contest for second place.
First, I'm going to take you down. Then I'm going to fry the chicken.
Chicken Joe lies on his board, gazing at the sky.
The cloud looks just like a kitten.
Aww.
Cody glances at the razor-sharp rocks where Z faked his accident. He feels for his necklace, but it isn't there. Big-chested Tank paddles out to sea. Crested Cody races after him, and they both catch the same wave.
Maverick and Evans take off!
Fine!
And it's Evans rubbing in!
Tank cuts in front of Cody, spraying him.
And Tank's playing games, blocking Maverick's every move, and look, Evans takes the rail! Tank, Evans down! I have never, ever seen this before!
They show it again.
But I'd love to see it again! Cody trying to take back the wave that Tank snaked from him. Evans toying with him, not paying attention. And there's the outside rail. Evans goes down, and it's Maverick with this new school move. We'll call it the Maverick.
As Tank tumbles from his board, Cody leaps over him and stays upright.
And look at this Maverick scoring big.
Oh, it's so cute. It's got the little paws and the whiskers.
A wave picks up Joe and his board.
Chicken Joe with a no paddle dropping. Ha!
Joe surfs.
Here we go.
Nobody needs to help this chicken.
Woohoo! I'm flying!
The cannibals cheer.
Maverick and Joe tied. And no score for Tank Evans? Unbelievable. Surfers, this is your final wave.
Yo, man, this is it. This wave wins it, huh?
Yeah, man!
Joe and Cody race each other.
This wave is stacking up to be a beautiful tube. Maverick should score big on this one.
Tank crests the wave.
Wait! Evans drops in. It looks like Evans is gonna take out the chicken.
Tank tries to knock Chicken Joe off his board. Cody cuts between them and pushes Tank away.
What's Maverick doing?
Go, Joe, go!
Got it!
Go!
I don't believe this! This contest was Maverick's to win! And now Evans pushing Maverick out of bounds and into the boneyards!
Cody slaloms between the razor-sharp rocks of the boneyards. Tank races after him. The crowd watch in horror, but Reggie grins with excitement. Cody spots a big rock ahead and tries to warn Tank.
Whoa! Hey! Look out!
You look out!
Tank swats Cody aside and smashes into the huge rock. The wave breaks over them and they both vanish. Lani plunges into the surf on her rescue board and paddles furiously through the choppy water towards the boneyards and Big Z's shrine rock. She spots Tank floating in the water and pulls him onto the board. She tows him to shore. Further off, Cody clings to a rock. A wave washes over him and he grabs at another rock. Z is clinging to a tall rock ahead. He reaches down for Cody.
Cody, come on! Paddle! Come on! Dig faster! Come on! Dig! Dig!
A huge wave rolls in.
Don't dig! Don't dig!
What?
Let the wave carry you, Cody! You're gonna have to time it! You're gonna come right here! Right to me!
Z, his back pressed against the shrine, marks a cross on his puffed out chest.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The wave lifts Cody up and hurls him towards Z, who catches him just as the wave breaks over the shrine rock. They both disappear in the spray. On the beach by the boneyards, Lani drags Tank onto the sand. Chicken Joe rushes up.
Where's Cody?
Lani shakes her head. Two penguins find Cody's board. Reggie scoots up to them.
Don't touch it! Don't touch that! This is a reminder of the young surfer who gave his life for the sport he loved.
In the boneyards, a surfboard plops to the surface.
Ah, here you are!
Big Z and Cody scramble onto it and sit back to back.
can't believe it. You came back. You saved my life, man. Thank you, man.
Hey. Come on. You're going to tip us.
Cody was trying to hug Z.
Well, I lost.
Yeah. Me too.
Z starts to paddle to shore.
Come on. Let's go, loser. You want to help me out here? You know the routine. Come on, long. Yeah, that's it. Smooth. You know, come on.
Young Joey McEnroe was a beacon for a new generation. May he rest in peace.
Z nears Reggie.
So, what am I bid for the board? He'll give me 30. He'll give me 30. Come on, 30.
Don't
come on.
Don't touch his stuff, man.
Now, if you want to bid...
Give me that.
Hey. Yep.
Reggie's otter jaw drops. Everybody's jaw drops.
Hey, everyone. How you been?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's me. Skank, what's happening, man? Got a little sand in your egg sack there, fella.
Where have you been, Z? What happened?
Oh, you know, I got lost for a little while. But that kid there, Cody, he pointed the way back.
Lanny flings her flippers around Cody. He rests his head on her shoulders. The native penguins crowd round Joe.
Cody.
The camera finds Mike. He turns away tearfully.
Could you please shut that off? You know, could you give me a minute?
Cody, Lanny, and the other penguins gather round Z. Reggie pushes in front of the camera.
Hey, check it out. How about this? You want to talk about talent scout? People find talent. I bring them back from the dead. The now living
Reggie, legend. Shut up.
What? Shut up. Wait,
I'm not a legend. I'm just a guy looking for some nice waves, some good friends.
Ow.
Hey, guys. Ow. Swell's Ow. Happening over in the North Shore.
I'm right behind you, Z.
Ouch. That hurt.
They all follow Z.
Hey, come back here. You don't walk away.
Except Tank.
Folks, it looks like he's taking this loss pretty hard. Tank, how's it feel to lose after 9 times?
Tank is kissing the winner's trophy.
I wasn't kissing her.
You can't have her!
The baby snatched the trophy.
Guys, can we get a few words?
Oh,
so,
hey, Rob.
You gave up the trophy to help Joe, man. What's that about?
Well, you know, Rob, that's what friends do.
Huh. How's it feel to win, Joe?
I won?
Come on! Tell my mom!
The trophy breaks.
Don't you walk away from me! I am Reggie Dallas!
Mike pulls off Reggie's wig.
Oh, turn that thing off! Mikey, you are so fired!
I can't imagine a better day!
Mike flies off with the wig. The penguins arrive at Z's Bay, all bathed in sunlight, and Cody speaks to the camera.
Dude, this whole experience has just been... It's amazing. Z, I don't think I've ever had a better friend to me in my life. It's just really cool to have everything I need.
A baby penguin.
Don't do it! Ew, Arnold!
To be honest, man, I'm kind of, like, bored of talking about myself, so... Is that cool? You guys got what you need?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
All right, you good.
Cody heads towards the waves with his board. Chicken Joe and the native penguins party in the cooking pot, and Mike clings to the front of a penguin's board as it slices through the waves. He hangs on, grinning from ear to ear. Cody paddles out to where Big Z is waiting. Z points to a wave rolling in beneath the golden evening sky. They paddle towards it. Cody catches the wave, stands up on his board and slices across the sloping wall of aquamarine blue water. Z joins him and they surf side by side as the crest of the wave curls over them. Cody in the tube glides through a tunnel of blue-green light, trailing his flipper through the water at his side with a joyous expression on his face. The evening sunlight slanting into the tunnel entrance turns the blue water gold as Cody and Big Z surf on, and the screen slowly fades to black. In their icy home, Cody's tubby brother, Glenn, sits beside his mother, sulking.
Oh, well, of course we're proud of him. I mean, what mother wouldn't be proud of him?
We're so full of proudness.
You know what? He followed his dream, and he went out there, and now he's coming home with the trophy. I mean, I can't wait to see the trophy.
Well, there's not really a trophy.
Oh, is there like a big shell or something like that?
There's no shell. There's no trophy. Well, he didn't win.
What? But how bad? How bad was it? I mean, did he get smoked?
Well, he was in the finals. He was in the
second
finals.
Place. Yeah, that's losing.
Winning is not everything, Glenn. I mean,
right.
look at what Cody
did. Wait, go back to the winning isn't everything thing. That doesn't compute, really.
You know what, Glenn? I really hope that someday you can be more like Cody.
He gives her a look.
This interview's over.
This IMS audio description was written by Stephen Dobbin, read by Daniel Coonan, and produced by Veronica Hicks.